This program brought to you by Guns80.com, America's finest provider of 80% AR-15 rifles. Go to Guns80.com now. That's Guns80.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show. I'm Anthony Gucciardi, filling in for Wing Commander Alex Jones on this Friday, September 4th, 2015 broadcast. Coming up in the next segment, Alex joins us with a key video. He's going to respond also in this show to Louis Farrakhan's calls to start killing people. But specifically, he's got a video breakdown coming up in the next segment that is absolutely essential to watch. Also, I know you miss Alex, but this show is absolutely jam-packed with exclusive key news. We're going to break down the newest segments of Black Lives Matter calling to kill cops, the newest attacks on the police, and also we're going to get into some real news, not just distractions. Headlines that we have today include Iran commander, we're getting prepared to overthrow Israel. Migrant smuggling in Europe is now worth billions. And from Infowars.com, we have a massive, massive stack of absolutely ludicrous news here, such as shock video, man dies in jail lobby after encounter with sheriff's deputies, U.S. military ordering troops in Iraq to dust off chemical weapons suits, New York clerk's office will issue marriage licenses Friday without the clerk, and a lot of other news, including some economic news and the economic collapse. We're also going to get into Trump. We're going to take your calls. And we have a very special guest, Dr. Mercola, the largest natural health website in the world, Mercola.com. And we're going to speak with the March Against Monsanto founder on a little bit of a short update. And we're really going to get into key things that you can do, solutions economically, whether it's health or going along the lines of this breakdown in the economic system. For example, we have this from CNS News. Record 94,031 Americans not in labor force. Participation rate stuck at 38-year low for third straight months. S&P hovers near correction. Dow plunges triple digits after jobs. Greenspan, the Fed can't solve every problem. Of course not. They actually create all of the problems. And U.S. job growth slows. Unemployment rate falls to 5.1%. Obviously, we are in a state, no matter how you look at it, where there is so much corruption and so much deception and so much collapse in all areas that it seems as if there's nothing we can do about it. But the truth of the matter is, and so many people talk about, oh, I want positivity, I want solutions and all this. The best way is to cover these issues. That's what this show is so powerful in doing. And like I said, Alex is coming up next segment to cover a lot of these different issues. He has a key breakdown, actually just shot it. And it all ties in with the idea that if we can really highlight this information, we can do something about it. I also want to hear later on today your calls on Trump, because the newest attack on Trump is that he's apparently fumbling questions on terrorist leaders. We have the breakdown of the interview here, in which he is asked about some of the Al-Qaeda-type operatives, and he doesn't know their name. Oh, my. And he kind of says, well, you know, it's not that big of a deal because there's new Al-Qaeda operatives all the time, and by the time I'm president, it'll probably be an entirely different set of individuals. But apparently the liberal media thinks that him not knowing some names of these operatives is the biggest attack yet, as they call it. So we're going to get into that. We're also going to talk about, in some new ways, we found whether or not Trump is the real deal. Today on this broadcast, I think what it ultimately comes down to is sifting through the distractions. I mean, we have these Black Lives Matter individuals, you know, the phony ones, saying that it's time to kill cops, and obviously it's happening, shooting cops at the gas station for pretty much no reason at all other than to kill someone. So we're going to go ahead and break down all that information, talk about the true Black Lives Matter, quote-unquote, true Black Lives Matter protesters versus the ones that just want to incite this type of violence, and how I think we can really solve that problem based on the analysis of numerous experts. Because today we have headline, MPD officer confronted by crowd, punched, police say, and in this article they talk about it's time to go on the offensive, it's time to kill cops, it's time for mass chaos. So we will be back in the next segment with Alex Jones. He has a key video, and he's going to also talk about some of these subjects. And today we have his message to Louis Farrakhan. Stay tuned.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get.
Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
Alex Jones here with a very important news alert for InfoWars listeners. We've confirmed through our major suppliers attempting to resupply Survival Shield X2 Deep Earth Crystals that elite corporations are buying up the supplies all over the world, so prices are going up, and it's very hard to secure it. We have been able to secure a limited supply of the pure Deep Earth Crystals and have now been able to produce more Survival Shield Nascent Iodine X2. This is the good halogen. This is the opposite of the bad halogen. Halogens like fluoride. Now we at InfoWarsLife.com are bringing you the only source of clean, pure, 99.99 ultra-pure deep earth crystals from more than 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface. Watch the informational videos at InfoWarsLife.com. Discover how transformational pure iodine can be for you and your family. Folks, this isn't hype. Read the reviews for yourself at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government? Be truly independent. Visit LibertyOnCall.org. LibertyOnCall.org is a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care. Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. LibertyOnCall.org. Call today.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here on this live September 4th Friday worldwide broadcast. Anthony Gucciardi is going to be co-hosting the show today. I'm going to have special reports followed throughout the transmission, and we have some special guests as well. Dr. Mercola, with the largest health site, alternative health site in the world, will be breaking down some major developments coming up in the second hour today. Ladies and gentlemen, the globalist buildup towards world financial collapse is certainly here. The planetary destabilization, almost 15 years after 9/11, has never been more crystal clear. Criminal globalists within five private central banks are funding the anti-family, the anti-free speech agenda, the destruction of language agenda, the open borders agenda, the dependency agenda. They are advertising free welfare and free family services and basically anchor baby status for anyone who can get into Western Europe or the United States or Canada. This is causing hundreds of millions of people to try to get here, hundreds of thousands a week. Trains are currently shut down in many areas of Europe, westbound out of Eastern Europe. There is just bedlam breaking out right now across the board. And what's important to understand is this is orchestrated. 15 years after the tragic events of 9/11, we've lost more of our liberties than ever. Al-Qaeda has metastasized into ISIS and has 200,000 people attacking. Our government is clearly backing them and supporting them while acting like they're fighting them. Our politicians think we're so stupid they go on the news and they say that we need to attack Assad because he is basically backing ISIS. This is what the political ignorance of the people has allowed. And as Christ said, and as the Bible states multiple times, the people perish for lack of knowledge. And InfoWars is here just dealing out the knowledge, breaking down the facts, really trying to transcend party politics, racial politics, tribal politics, and getting right down to what the social engineers are doing from their perspective so we can make a decision and think about what destiny we want. Let's just look at some of the headlines on InfoWars.com and DrudgeReport.com. Taxpayers fleeing Democrat-run states for Republican ones. Godfather, that's Chicago, proposes largest tax increase in modern Chicago history. 94 million Americans not in the labor force. Participation rate lowest in 77. That was a depression then, basically. A huge recession of stagflation. Drop in stock market futures signals anxiety over payroll reports. Rate fate. Greenspan baffled by intense focus on Fed first hike. Folks, I mean, that's like saying he's baffled by farmers worried about the farm report or about the weather report. I mean, in this system where the private Federal Reserve with its subsidiaries runs the world, the IMF, the World Bank, the Ex-Im Bank, in this type of world where it's all based on the fiat system, that's everything. If they stop doing QE3, the economy will stall. If they do raise the rates, the economy will basically stall. But I mean, either way, it causes problems because it's an artificial economy not based on real, tangible assets. We're going to get to an article that's on InfoWars.com asking the question, the very important question, is the stock market too big to fail? And yes, we are in trouble if they do let it implode, and we're in trouble if they continue to let it grow. Because it sucks in the whole economy. Everything else is based on fraud, is devalued. But the Fortune 100 that control the stock market, that are owned by the big banks and insurance companies, they then are able to take all the new free fiat money put out by private central banks around the world, masquerading as government institutions. They get first use of the money and create incredible monopolies of power. So they've rigged this thing to implode the world economy incrementally, set themselves up as too big to fail, where only they are left standing. And then you look at the ideology of the globalist. It's transhumanist, it's eugenicist, it's anti-human. It's sell the baby parts, lie to the public. It's feed us GMO that makes the rats sick. It is feed us fluoride. It's this criminal attitude towards the people because the banks have stolen the world. These handful of families, less than 20, that control and run all this, see the world as theirs. They've stolen it through fraud. Now they want to clear it out of the 7.5 billion people, and they're just trying to figure out how to do it. First, they got to bring in a worldwide collapse to get us really on our knees with them as the saviors before the next phase comes in. But continuing here, later in the broadcast, I'm going to have a special short message to Louis Farrakhan dealing with his meeting with Eminem, and I'm going to tell you what I really think about Louis Farrakhan, because I've had some critical words for Louis Farrakhan recently, and I've received some criticism from people, and I want to be crystal clear where I stand on Louis Farrakhan. So that is coming up. But all of this news is really what's important. The media would have us believe it's the New England Patriots quarterback being reinstated over Deflategate. Hey, if conspiracy theories are impossible, if nobody ever involves in a conspiracy, then it's impossible for football teams to cheat. And casinos don't cheat either. Now let's get to where the rubber meets the road. We can see all the things happening on the large, overarching scale. But let's look at this one article from Fox News. Missouri 11-year-old fatally shoots 16-year-old intruder. The mother is off having to work. Their house has been robbed repeatedly. Two thugs break in to rob the family. The mother's off having to work. The 11-year-old shoots and kills one of the intruders, runs off the other. She cooperates with the investigation, and now they're basically looking at calling in CPS because why wasn't she there? Well, you tell mothers not to have men around. You pay mothers' welfare not to have men around. And then if your kid's caught playing in the backyard at 6 o'clock in the afternoon, the CPS is called. Or if your 11-year-old, in other cases, caught playing across the street at the park, the police come and arrest the mother. So this is how they set this up. You know, don't talk about guns at school, but have all the video games that are shoot 'em up all day at home. It's like, look but don't touch. Touch but don't taste. Everything is a nanny state, but it doesn't make us safe. And the system knows this. And so as things unravel, as things degenerate, as things unfold like this, it doesn't matter if the cops don't want to go after the mom. They file a report and the higher-ups that are the social engineers then basically stick them on the mother, where you're not supposed to have your 11-year-old home with a gun to defend themselves. If they've been trained, there were, you know, 7-8-year-olds on wagon trains. There were, you know, famous cases like the famous story about newly freed black slaves having to have their kids march 100 miles by themselves through the night to find their parents and follow a map with no weapons to defend themselves from wolves. I guess that book's Wagon Wheels. Great story. It's a true story. This is the type of thing we're talking about. So let robbers attack you. Let robbers go after you, or you're abusing your children. And it's bad to have your 11-year-old defend yourself because mom's got to go out and work. This is all about domestication. That's the end game plan. Now, when I get to my message for Faircon later, I'm going to mention this story from the Associated Press. Man faces charges after tweeting, "Kill all the white people in town. Bail set at $250,000. All I've been saying is some of the bloggers who've clearly said go out and attack white people and police and kill them have not been getting in trouble, but then other people have. Telling me the folks connected to the Black Panther Party, the new Black Panther Party, and others, not the old Black Panther Party, that was a pretty good group actually, they have been saying and doing things that if I said it, I'd be arrested. I'm not saying I want to say this either. It's just that if I said that or you said that, you'd be arrested. So why is that happening? Why is that unfolding? I'm going to cover that more coming up later after Dr. Mercola joins us. I'm shooting a report that's a message to Louis Farrakhan on that front. Shifting gears back to the big picture, I mentioned this earlier, is the stock market now too big to fail? The U.S. stock market is integral to the global financial system in two ways. And Washington Blog does a great job of going over all those different areas. Yes, it's a bubble. Yes, it's filled with all this fiat currency. Yes, it's getting bigger. But if you deflate it, then that will shut the economy down. But if you don't, it's designed where only that free money, only that fiat money goes into the stock market as a place to put all of that counterfeit. And so it consolidates power for the globalists regardless, and they're social engineers. So you almost want it to come down. Just like we want McDonald's to come down because they're a globalist genetic engineering operation. Just like we want the big pharma companies to come down. Even though they do some good, they do very bad with their forced inoculation agenda. We want to break the GMO farm companies that are trying to force us to eat their GMO. It's not that we want to break things, but they're trying to dominate us. They're trying to take us over. They're trying to wreck our future. They're trying to consolidate control in a scorched earth siege policy. So it's our right to defend ourselves by voting with our dollars to shut them down before they shut us down. That's why it's great news that Coca-Cola is in trouble. It's great news that McDonald's is in trouble. It's great news that Walmart's in trouble. Because this is the globalism they built and they wanted that was meant to consolidate power. But now as we fall, they fall. And now as we remove our support from them, they wanted us to collapse before and then have the new paradigm come in when we were fully on our backs. But instead, we're withdrawing from them before the collapse is complete, so they collapse first. That's basically what I'm getting to. Now, we don't have much time left in this segment, but we are going to be breaking all of this down more in the broadcast today with special guest Dr. Mercola, Anthony Gucciardi, and more. And I'll be back with more special reports. And then I'll be live this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, even though it's holiday weekend. Stay with us.
That's right. Alex just broke it down, and we do have more news as well as Alex's powerful message to Louis Farrakhan. You will not believe what he said. You have to watch this later on in the show. We'll be back with more news.
Honey, why are there fish swimming in our bathtub?
Aren't they cute? You need more omega-3s, and those fish oil pills with toxins and heavy metals are scary. So I'm making fish oil from scratch.
Oh boy, didn't I tell you I'm ordering Nutrigold fish oil? It's exceptionally pure.
That's what they all say.
No, really. Nutrigold's fish oil is concentrated from pure cold water fish straight off the Alaskan coast and manufactured right here in the USA.
Well, cold Alaskan waters are much more pristine than the polluted waters that other fish oils are sourced from.
That's what I'm saying. And it's five-star certified to meet international purity, potency, and freshness standards.
Well, that sounds even better.
Great. I'll be in my office ordering a few bottles. If I order now on www.fishoil.best, I can save $5 using the promo code MyFishOil. Honey, why are there bees in my office?
Get rid of those fish burps for good. Go to Nutrigold's U.S.-made fish oil product by going to www.fishoil.best and get $5 off by entering MyFishOil at checkout.
So I found out the other day that at guns80.com, a lot of people don't get the Ghost AR-15 rifle kits because they're afraid that they won't be able to do the machining work required to drill out and make ready the lower. Well, listen, guys, gals, I am not that good of a machinist, I promise you. But I was able to take a drill press with an XY table and knock this out in about 45 minutes, and in all honesty, mine looks really good. Go get yours. Don't be afraid. It's easy. Guns80.com. Go to guns80.com now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
We've all heard the news stories. Another shooting. And they're getting worse. That's why Infidel Body Armor introduces Infidel Fridays. Exclusive 24-hour insider deals to save you money and possibly save your life. Make it a favorite when you log on to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Then be sure to visit each and every Infidel Friday to get special insider pricing, but for 24 hours only. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Turn on the news and you'll hear stories of natural disasters, political unrest, and financial crisis. In times of uncertainty, how will you take care of your family's most basic needs? Food Insurance, America's most trusted provider of freeze-dried emergency food, has solutions that fit your family's needs and budget. Our meals are delicious, nutritious, and come with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life. For a limited time, we are sending a free freeze-dried meal to all listeners of this program. Go to foodinsurance.com and request your free meal today. That's foodinsurance.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm Anthony Gucciardi sitting in for Alex Jones. And as Alex described in the last segment, we will perish for lack of knowledge. And speaking of knowledge, I have a solution for all of the hate between Black Lives Matter protesters killing cops and some cops killing Black Lives Matter protesters. I have the ultimate solution, and it has to do with knowledge. I suggest that all of them go back to kindergarten. If they were to go back to kindergarten, they would have learned to respect one another at the most basic levels of human instinct. They would have learned that tweeting "kill all white people" is probably not in the best interest of their own or of the species as a whole. If they were to go back to kindergarten, which could, by the way, probably be taught by a 12-year-old boy, they would understand that murdering each other is not going to further any race equality. In fact, the very origin of Black Lives Matter versus All Lives Matter is the first indication that such a movement is going to actually cause racial divide. Because what's the first word? Black. Black Lives Matter. They're making it more of an issue. They're now saying to go out and murder white people. That is not race equality. And the article Alex was talking about in the last segment when he eloquently broke it down was on Infowars.com right now. Black Lives Matter activists arrested for quote-unquote kill all white people tweet. Suspect charged with threats of mass violence. And the article reads, police in La Plata, Maryland have arrested a man after he posted a tweet calling for the murder of white people in the town. Specifically, it goes on, the 20-year-old Charles Hollins was charged Wednesday on a $250,000 bond. He tweeted, quote, tonight we purge. Kill all the white people in the town of La Plata. Tonight we purge. Let's kill all the white people. Do you see how a kindergarten education could fix that? A fundamental realization that at the most core levels of our human value system, not even a first grade, second grade, kindergarten, the most core levels of our value system, if we wanted all lives to matter, would be to say, hey, let's unify. Let's come together. Who cares about the skin color? We're all the same human being. We're all the same creature on this planet trying to manifest our destiny, which is 100% true. And that's why we have a video also today from Senator Tim Scott. And he had the audacity to say that all lives matter. Oh, my God. Cue the Hillary laughing pen. How dare he say that all lives matter? What a bad person. Only black lives matter, apparently. And he said, hey, if that offends you, if all lives matter offends you, that's your problem. Let's play that video from CNN. We'll cue it up here in a second. But the point is, all lives do matter. And the biggest issue is when they make it a marginalized issue of all black lives matter, and we see what that gets. Second article here. Continue on what Alex was speaking on last segment. Senator Tim Scott, if all lives matter really offends you, that's your problem. We're queuing up the video. On CNN tonight, Scott told Breonna Keeler, if it causes offense to say that all lives matter, black lives, white lives, police officers, if that is somehow offensive to someone, that's their issue, not mine. I 100% agree, because all police lives do matter. And to marginalize the system with Black Lives Matter is further causing the problem. But to get away from... We've got the clip. Let's go ahead and play that clip.
I want to ask you about something you said when I asked you about the Black Lives Matter movement. You said all lives matter. And Black Lives Matter, people who associate with Black Lives Matter, they hear that as an oppositional statement to them. That to them, they hear that as saying that there's no acknowledgement that Black Lives Matter, and that is something that is rebuffing their slogan. I mean, when you say that, what is your reaction to that if it's something that causes offense to people who are part of the movement?
Well, I will tell you that if it causes offense that I say that all lives matter, black lives, white lives, police officers, jurists, all of us, even politicians, all of our lives matter. If that is somehow offensive to someone, that's their issue, not mine, to be honest with you. At the end of the day, what we have to do in this country, and I think we've seen it over the last couple of years, we've seen a regression in race relations. One of the ways that we move this country forward is to talk about what we have in common, to find common ground on issues, and to look into the future together, to face our challenges, the hiccups, the potholes, the walls, and make sure that we're working together to either fill them or to remove them.
He's not helping the racial divide by saying only Black Lives Matter? What a bad person. Wait a minute, he's black too? You mean he's actually smart and he's saying we should all be together because we're the same exact human being? Oh my God. And guess what? We're going to come back with Dr. McCullough, talk about health solutions, ways you can take control of your own health, some of the issues he sees on the forefront. And also we're going to talk about Democrats in Congress refuse to watch videos exposing Planned Parenthood selling aborted babies. Well, gee, maybe that's why they're not doing anything about it. They won't even watch the videos. Clinton aide refusing to cooperate with FBI probe observer. Stay tuned. Dr. McCullough is coming up. And Alex Jones later in the show responds with a powerful message to Louis Farrakhan.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Many experts are predicting that food prices will surge this year due to the severe drought in California. 30dayfoodsupply.com has pre-purchased a large supply of ingredients, so we can continue to sell our 30-day food supply for only $99, and there's no limit to the number of boxes you can purchase. Our vegetarian meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and they're packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar bags. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon, and then pass the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184. And remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184. 800-700-2184 for 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Alex Jones here with a very important news alert for InfoWars listeners. We've confirmed through our major suppliers attempting to resupply Survival Shield X2 Deep Earth Crystals that elite corporations are buying up supplies all over the world, so prices are going up, and it's very hard to secure it. We have been able to secure a limited supply of the pure Deep Earth Crystals and have now been able to produce more Survival Shield Nascent Iodine X2. This is the good halogen. This is the opposite of the bad halogen. Halogens like fluoride. Now we at InfoWarsLife.com are bringing you the only source of clean, pure 99.99 ultra pure deep earth crystals from more than 7,000 feet below the earth's surface. Watch the informational videos at InfoWarsLife.com. Discover how transformational pure iodine can be for you and your family. Folks, this isn't hype. Read the reviews for yourself at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
It's the time of the season.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm Anthony Gucciardi, delighted to sit in for Alex Jones here on the program. And it is your support that makes all of this possible. We're about to talk to Dr. McCullough on some ways to transform your health, real solutions at an individual level, some of the things he thinks are the most important. Later in the show, Alex is going to actually release a powerful message to Louis Farrakhan that you do not want to miss. This will be later on the program. First and foremost, this segment of the show and really everything at InfoWars.com and the Alex Jones Show is brought to you by your support. It is brought to you by you. The world is being changed by your financial support at InfoWarsLife.com. And I'm super excited to help Alex promote these products because they do work. And Deep Cleanse is back in limited supply. It already has hundreds of reviews with an average rating of 4.8 stars, and that's just from the first run months ago when it sold out, and it's such a small amount of bottles, I'm amazed by the amount of reviews. And Deep Cleanse at InfoWarsLife.com is really an all-in-one cleansing product designed to help the body clean itself out naturally. I think it's probably going to be the new flagship product based on the reaction of people and the things they're saying. I'm going to read a review right now from InfoWarsLife.com on Deep Cleanse. It says, this is from Jose from Martinsburg. This product is fantastic. The Shilajitan is an amazing ingredient, and I'm glad that InfoWars takes the time to produce great products. I've recommended all my family and friends to try this remarkable product. Good job, guys. Keep up the good work. Well, thank you. And yes, the Shilajit is truly an insane ingredient. It actually comes from the Himalayan rocks, and when they quote-unquote breathe or sweat, it produces Shilajit, so it takes a long time for these rocks to kind of create that Shilajit. Another one from Sean in Ohio. Was really wondering about the Deep Cleanse product and was rather shocked with the result. I had a great influx of awareness at about day 4. Brain fog gone. Day 2 did have some sickness from detoxing, but only lasted one day. Other than that, love the results and will do a rotation every week to stay balanced. Well, thank you, Sean in Ohio. InfoWarsLife.com. Check out the products. There's a lot. Deep Cleanse is back in stock. Now, we're going to go to Dr. McCullough, and we're going to talk about the ways we are winning. We're going to talk about solutions. We're going to talk about a number of different items. But first and foremost, as you probably know, Dr. Joseph McCullough is obviously a doctor of osteopathic medicine. This is a little bit from his website. Dr. McCullough has been passionate about health and technology for most of his life. As a doctor of osteopathic medicine, he treated many thousands of patients over 20 years. In the mid-90s, he integrated his passion for natural health with modern technology through the internet. And, of course, Mercola.com is now the largest natural health website in the world. Dr. Mercola, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Anthony.
So first and foremost, I want to ask you what's on your radar. I want to know what the number one health topic for you is right now.
Well, I don't know if we've singled out any specific one other than helping people understand the massive corruption that's available in the industries that seek to deceive and manipulate their understanding of the reality so that they are not able to make intelligent choices about how to control their health.
Right, and that seems prevalent. It seems like everywhere you turn, you have a Monsanto or you have a General Mills or you have a Kraft. And it seems like so many people at the same time, though, are really awakening to all of these issues from so many different fronts, with the political front, with the economic front, to the health front. Do you think that we're really making a lot of progress?
Oh, we're definitely making progress. You can just see what's happened recently with respect to Monsanto. Let's take Monsanto, for example, one of the most pernicious evils on the planet, who has understands that their name has been associated with definitely negative public perception. So in their effort to change that, they sought out to buy Syngenta last week, initially offered them $42 billion, that's billion with a B, billion dollars, and that wasn't enough. Syngenta said we need 5% more, so they upped their offer to $47 billion. Not only that, they gave them a $7 billion poison pill, so the FTC decided that they couldn't join. Syngenta would get $7 billion. Unfortunately, or fortunately, Syngenta's board of directors wisely decided to not go for that deal, which was a major victory, because that would have been a disaster. So that's a good one.
Right, and Monsanto lost $128 million last fourth quarter in 2014.
Yeah, I think they've been down 35%.
Yeah, they're continually down, just like McDonald's and Subway and so on and so forth. And they're trying to buy Syngenta because Syngenta, I think, is even a next step above Monsanto. Syngenta is what we're going to be hearing about in the next couple of years with their biopharmaceutical crops, all the stuff they're doing in the medical field that even trumps, in many ways, what Monsanto is doing. So it's almost like a little evil baby trying to swallow up a Goliath of Syngenta, which I think will be even bigger on the forefront. And speaking about GMOs and Monsanto, I have some headlines here. I also noticed on Mercola.com you have a good headline, is the public health ramifications of GMOs and herbicides. And I also want to get into your story on the new scientific analysis which confirms saturated fats have no link to heart disease, which is something you've been talking about for, what, decades now. And I know you were under fire.
Definitely over about close to 20 years.
Yeah, and I mean, you were under fire for that for so many years. I mean, you had so many attacks, and now they're all being forced to admit you were 100% right. How many times does that happen? It seems like it happens over and over again, doesn't it?
Well, it happens pretty regularly. It's a consistent pattern, and it's not necessarily related to health. It's just anyone who's opposed to the traditional way of thinking in any field undergoes the same type of reaction. But if you're careful and you're objective and you critically analyze the data, it's pretty clear what the direction of health should be. So,
you know, it reminds me also. I want you to finish the second here, but it reminds me also, in the vein of being right and being proven right, the study from the New York Daily News that cell phone radiation is actually giving you brain tumors. And I'm sure you were speaking about that years and years ago, and as was I. And I remember sitting in a doctor's office one time speaking to somebody about it, and they said, "You're one of those conspiracy theorists that doesn't use their cell phone all the time, aren't you?" And I said, "Well, yeah, it's not good to put your cell phone up to your brain at all times for hours and hours a day. It microwaves your brain. It gives you brain tumors, electromagnetic radiation."
Even the World Health Organization, in 2011, they classified cell phone radiation as a class 2B carcinogen, which means possible human carcinogen. And glyphosate was just last year classified as a class 2A, which means probable human carcinogen. So, you know, it's definitely and the other important thing to consider about glyphosate is that it's the main ingredient in Roundup. But there's a number of experts, I mean, true scientific gurus who really studies their whole life study, and when they look at it, like Dr. Don Huber, Dr. Seralini, and they look at it carefully, Roundup, the ingredient that's actually sprayed on the crops, is far more toxic than glyphosate. It's because of the surfactants they put in there, which are even more pernicious to health. So it's a pretty nasty situation.
Right. And like you said, the World Health Organization has already classified Roundup as a probable carcinogen because of its glyphosate.
No.
Yes, because of its glyphosate, which Monsanto owns anyway. So they just make a mega dose version of it. They make like a glyphosate on steroids, and that is, of course, what's sprayed on all the GMO crops. And then even if you argue, oh, maybe GMOs are safe because of the manipulation, it might only cause sterility in the next few generations or some crazy argument, right? Well, it's the Roundup that's also giving you the cancer. But the reason I also mentioned the cell phone thing is because there was a new study that came out today that your cell phone screens could be giving you skin cancer. I mean, it just goes on and on and on and on. So speaking of all the things that are giving us cancer and killing us, my whole thing is, as long as you're making an effort, as long as you're trying to eat organic, as long as you're trying to avoid the toxic fillers, drinking purified water, taking the right supplements, you're better off than about 99.9% of the public, I believe. And I think it's impossible to avoid everything. So what are your most key tips to give everyone listening right now on ways that you can really avoid all the toxic fillers and try and take your health into your own hands?
Well, it's really quite simple. The three simple words is to eat real food. And that's a pretty comprehensive statement, because when you eat real food, you avoid processed foods, and processed foods have tens of thousands of chemicals that don't even have to be labeled because they've been categorized by industry trade groups as GRAS, or generally recognized as safe, even though they've never been tested for human safety. So you avoid all these tens of thousands of chemicals if you eat real food. Someone, either yourself, your spouse, or someone you pay needs to invest some time in preparing that food in the kitchen every day. So eat real food is the key thing. And then move. You need to move. Even if you're working out every day for an hour a day and incredibly fit, and if you're sitting down at a desk, and I know Alex understands this, he implemented in his whole team over there, that you've got to move around. You should be standing up. You should be walking. So walking 7,000-10,000 steps a day, you know, 4 or 5 miles a day is really an essential part, because we were designed to move. So if you and then you get to sleep, of course. Most of us don't sleep enough. I violated this rule for many years of my life. Thought I was somehow exempt, but it was only getting 5 hours for decades. But now I pretty much average 8.5 hours. So you've got to get enough good sleep, clean water, like you mentioned, eat real food, and get the movement in and exercise.
You know, speaking of sleep and speaking of the other characteristics too, but I thought the same thing. I really don't like to go to sleep. I like to stay up all night if I can. You know, I'll just sit there on the computer reading about news and stuff.
There's tons of stuff to do.
There's tons of stuff to do in this ever-evolving, insane world, right, where everyone's shooting cops and everything. So I like to stay up maybe, you know, 2 a.m. sometimes. The problem is I try to wake up at 7 a.m., and I wake up, and I think I'm fine. But then during the day, I'll notice I'll be emotionally out of whack, and I always failed to correlate it. Sleeping is such a big deal. And if you have something like sleep apnea, you're not getting any real sleep, and it just really, really messes you up. And at the same time, people don't understand. It's a hormonal level, too. People are so upset and so mad. I was in a parking lot the other day, and I was just parking, and I stopped for like 1 second to look at something to the left of me. Someone was walking or something, and this woman starts screaming at me. F you, screaming at me, blaring a horn, because I stopped for like 2 milliseconds. And it's people like that that unfortunately are sick, they're constipated, their hormones are out of whack, and they don't even know what real food is. You know,
I didn't think that happened in Austin.
Was it? Yes.
I didn't think that happened in Austin.
Believe it or not, it does happen in Austin. Austin is definitely better off in many areas, but overall, I mean, so let's say someone goes into a grocery store, though. What do they avoid? I mean, some really tips for the audience, because most people will say, okay, eat real food. What's real food?
Well, real food is food that hasn't been manipulated or processed, and it's typically not in a package. So that's generally food around the peripheral. You know, the middle of the store is designed where all the processed foods are. So anything that's processed is, has a label on it that has a long list of ingredients, many of the words that you get are very difficult to read unless you've had some scientific training, are typically foods you want to avoid. So you can have some of them occasionally, you know, but the bulk of majority of your food needs to satisfy that criteria. You know, so that could be fruits and vegetables, and you have to be careful of the meats, because many of the meats are available in traditional commercial grocery stores are CAFO, from confined animal feeding operations, which are fed the processed foods, the GMO grains, and given the antibiotics, you know, 80% of the antibiotics being used in the country are given to animals, so you don't want to get them indirectly through the meat that you're eating. So, and then eggs, ideally from cage-free animals, you know, that are locally grown, which are relatively easy to find in most communities. And if you don't know where they are, you go to a health food store, contact the local Weston Price chapter, and they'll connect you up with a source of local food that is healthy and can nourish you and your family.
Well, Dr. McCullough, you're kind of like the grand master of nutrition. What do you eat on a daily basis? What do you eat for breakfast? What did you have today?
Well, it's not only what you eat, Anthony, it's the timing that you eat. What I've learned recently is that to restrict the food that you eat within about an 8-hour window. So, and you could either skip breakfast or skip dinner. I think I used to say skipping breakfast was a wise strategy, but I've come to realize that skipping dinner is probably more useful, because then you'll be fasting longer. When you go to bed, you really don't want any food in your system for at least 4 hours, I would say. 3 would be minimum, but 4 or 5 would be even better. So I pretty much my last meal is about 3 o'clock. And I'll typically wake up and do my dental hygiene, and then I'll have some fruit. Now I'm having clementine, tangerines, and mandarin oranges, which are really good. And then I'll have some rice and sunflower seed sprouts and avocado, some sesame seeds.
So, hey, let me switch gears up a little bit and talk about where you see all this going. Because obviously, you've got your lifestyle in check. A lot of people are doing so. They're getting their lifestyles in check. They're following these protocols. Like you said, fasting. I mean, it's been used for thousands and thousands of years as a natural detoxification method. That's what people do. That's what they did for years and years and years. But
that's
many
what
people,
our genes are designed for. They're optimized for that. And if you don't do that, you're going to not have optimal functioning for sure.
Well, it makes sense. I mean, you're only going to eat if you're hunting for food. You're only going to eat. You're not going to sit there and glut on deer for 24 hours every single day. You're going to have a hunt, and you're going to eat some deer every now and then, and then you're not. You're going to forage for some vegetables. You know, it makes a lot more sense than glutting all day. But in the grand realm of things, with the opposition to the GMOs, with the opposition to the toxic fillers, with the reception now of super high quality organic foods, with the reception of organic supplementation and everything, overall, in the next 5 years, what do you see as a prediction?
Well, I think we're going to have continuous victories that we're seeing, and more people are becoming aware of these, and because it's difficult to suppress truth for long periods of time. I mean, they certainly can do it. They did this successfully with the cigarettes for nearly a century or so. But interestingly, many of these same organizations, Big Soda, Monsanto, they're using the same front groups and PR groups to disseminate their lies. So they can confuse people for a while, but eventually people like Alex and your site and mine and others inform people the truth. And because we have these new tools and technology like the internet, which allows us to circumvent traditional media, which is typically bought out by these large corporate interest groups. So I think we'll see a wider adoption of these the truthful pieces of information, which will allow people to prevent chronic degenerative diseases.
I would agree completely, and you are right. Sites like Mercola.com, Infowars.com, MySiteNaturalSociety.com, all these alternative news powerhouses, we put out articles, and I know on your site and on Infowars and Natural Society, I mean, oftentimes there's 500,000 shares on Facebook on some of these. With the DARK Act, sure, which would make GMO labeling, mandatory GMO labeling, illegal in the United States, I wrote an article for that up on Infowars and Natural Society, and each of which have about 100,000 shares. And I've seen your posts on Mercola.com just go mega, mega viral. It shows that people want the truth. They want the information. And an interesting new development, I think, is legal action to do so in a big new way. And here's a headline. Department of Agriculture sued for withholding safety information on GM crops. The Department of Agriculture has been violating the Freedom of Information Act for over 13 years, according to the Center for Food Safety, who is now suing the agency for withholding information on the lack of safety of GMO crops. The Center for Food Safety filed a suit against the U.S. Agriculture, Animal, and Planet Health Service, and they basically are saying that the jig is up and they are going to do something about it fast. Do you think legal action is really going to work in this case? And in closing.
I think it's I'm not sure if legal action is the correct approach, but certainly political actions where you're using the same strategies. I mean, these large multinational corporations have been using these strategies for many, many decades, and they work. That's why they use them. They're not stupid. They're very strategic and very clever. So I think that many of us are starting to understand it and employ very similar strategies to making influences. I mean, because it's not just lawsuits. There's far more comprehensive strategies that you have to do to engage the behavior.
Absolutely. I think we are making strides, making victories. Dr. Mercola, we're going to come back in the next segment and talk about more news. Alex Jones' powerful message to Louis Farrakhan is also coming up in the show, and much more. Stay tuned.
By now, you know the smart way to buy emergency food storage is calories per dollar. Ready Supply Foods sells you 50% more food for your money. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. You need 2,000 calories per day under ideal conditions. Most 30-day kits don't have enough calories to sustain you for more than a week. They just don't have enough nutrition to do the job. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We are the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
We've all heard the news stories. Another shooting. And they're getting worse. That's why Infidel Body Armor introduces Infidel Fridays. Exclusive 24-hour insider deals to save you money and possibly save your life. Make it a favorite when you log on to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Then be sure to visit each and every Infidel Friday to get special insider pricing, but for 24 hours only. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried the vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Whey on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my two workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government? Be truly independent. Visit LibertyOnCall.org. LibertyOnCall.org is a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care. Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. LibertyOnCall.org. Call today.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Welcome back to this Friday edition of the Alex Jones Show. I'm Anthony Gucciardi, sitting in for Alex Jones. Coming up later on the show, we have a powerful message to Louis Farrakhan that Alex recorded today that you do not want to miss. We're here with Dr. Mercola of Mercola.com, and we're going to get into some news. Next segment, we're going to come back and talk about a scuffle between Trump staffers where protesters dressed up as the KKK and got into a tussle with Trump's people. Clinton aide refusing to cooperate with FBI probe of server, of course, which was put in a bathroom, very secure. Feds want evidence they let Mexican drug cartels buy guns kept quiet. Lots of amazingly happy news that we're going to cover and some really, really shocking stuff on Infowars.com right now. But Dr. Mercola, you were telling me that you have some really, really powerful information on Coca-Cola that you wanted to reveal on air. Yeah, so please tell me about that.
Yeah, we just had some... It was actually covered in the New York Times, which was good. You know, so it's getting wide exposure. But, you know, one of the common strategies that large industry will use, either drug companies or just as equally the food industry, in this case, Big Soda, is they have something called astroturfing, which means they create these front groups that look like they're beneficial to the community and they're really serving the public good when they're nothing more than front groups for the industry that's funding them. And the big exposure was that this Global Energy Balance Network, you should go, I think we published the article on Wednesday, and it's really interesting. They had the strategy that the soda companies are using, because they're getting a lot of flack for this in the media, and actually Marion Nestle is coming out with a great book in October 15th, I believe. It's called Soda Politics, which goes into this great detail, and I'm going to be interviewing her for that launch. They have these behind the scenes activities and funding these astroturf groups, and they're getting a lot of flack though for this commonly widespread appreciation and understanding that sodas are responsible. It's actually the video below that, which is really, really good. Anthony, if you could just show that. It's really
good.
Yeah,
absolutely. We'll get on screen.
Yeah, you got to see this guy, Stephen Blair. Yeah, there it is.
If you're watching on PrisonPlanet.tv, we're on Mercola.com highlighting the article right now.
He is the spokesperson for the Global Energy Network, and he looks like about the least healthy spokesperson you can possibly be. But the emphasis, yeah, just freeze it there. You can see, take a look at him. But it's really shocking because they want you to believe that it's not about drinking soda at all. It's just because you aren't moving enough. Now, there is some truth to the fact that we don't move enough.
Well, Dr. McCullough, calories in, calories out. There's no such thing as good or bad food. You're a conspiracy theorist. You don't want to eat trans fat and aspartame and GMO and Roundup. Calorie in, calorie out.
Yeah, that's the conventionally taught thing. And if you go lower down the page, you'll see a one-hour lecture by Zoe Harcombe, I also interviewed, phenomenal researcher from the UK. She's a PhD initially in, I think, physics or mathematics, and wrote this book. And I've never seen a more definitive destruction of that whole component of calories in, and less calories and more activity is the answer to weight loss. I mean, it has to do with this, if you go into the details of the second law of thermodynamics, and it's just so seriously flawed. And if you listen to her lecture, you'll go into much more details if you still believe that myth. So that is something that I would, it's really interesting that, it's just another area where we're starting to see some good progress in that respect.
No, absolutely. And it seems like time and time again, we have to break that myth that all food is created equal. And it reminds me of, it might have been Coca-Cola, it might have been Pepsi, though, paying off health leaders to say that it's a healthy drink. You just have to exercise more. And I don't know about you, Dr. Mercola, but I'm certainly not paid off by Coca-Cola or Pepsi to say it's healthy. And I'm going to tell the truth on air. And I know you do, too. And thank you for fighting all this. And in closing, a final statement that you'd like to make in terms of all this.
Well, just to know that you can take control of your health. I mean, you have the opportunity. Don't be deceived. Don't be fooled. Make sure you get information from all sides so you can carefully understand it. And, you know, ultimately, you're responsible for your health.
Not That's right. Thank you so much. We'll be back with more.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Super Male Vitality is InfoWarsLife.com's number one selling product for a good reason. It works. Go to InfoWarsLife.com today and read the testimonials for yourself. There are thousands of them with an average voting score at an unprecedented 4.8. It is concentrated herbs and natural organic compounds known to energize the body's natural processes that are blocked by estrogen mimickers and other toxic elements in the food chain. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsLife.com has sold out multiple times in the last 3 months. To fix that problem, we have now produced the biggest and most concentrated, high-quality batch of Super Male Vitality in the product's history. Our new ultra-strength formula is even stronger. Check out the third-party reviews and informational videos at InfoWarsLife.com. Now it's time to get your body in balance and fight back. I'm Alex Jones for Super Male Vitality and InfoWarsLife.com, and I salute you, our supporters.